53 Mishnah 4 Rabbi Shmuel Omer Rabbi Shmuel says Shlosh Adasim Mishtar Rabos Lulav Echad Ve'esreg Echad. So he says you take three Hadasim, two Arabos, one Lulav and one Esreg. And he learns this out from different places, but in the Torah. For example, he says over here, so for the myrtle, which he said is three, in the Torah it refers to it as Anaf Eitz Avot. Right? That's how it refers to it. So there's three words. So that, he says, is a hint to us that it should have three. And the willows, it uses a plural term, and whenever it uses plural in the Torah, so we give it the minimum plural, which is two. The lulav is the word kaput, but it's missing a vav. It's written without a vav. So we learn from the fact that it doesn't have a vav, that it's to be read singular, and there's only one, and the word esrog in the Torah appears all the way through with only one. So from each of those, we learn out the number of things that have to be taken. And then he carries on, he says, Afilishnaim ketomim ve'echad eine ketom. Even if two are nipped and one is not nipped, right? This is obviously talking about the myrtle, the adasim. So, and he disagrees with the previous opinion, right? He says, even if two are nipped and one is not nipped, the top of it is cut off, he said that would be kosher. He would say that is kosher. Rabbi Tafon says, even if all three are cut off, it's still kosher. And Rabbi Akiva, he says, Kashem shelulav echad ve'esrog echad, just as you have only one lulav and one esrog, kachadas echad v'arava achas. You only have one myrtle and one willow. So obviously we go like the first opinion, Rabbi Shmuel. We take three, two, one, and one.